Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by the former Finn Harps goalkeeper, Gavin Cullen. Gavin, we'll start with Finn Harps on Friday night, and that was an excellent result for Harps, considering they ended the game with nine players.
Yeah, huge result. Any time going away to Bowes, you know, if you come back with a point, you'd be delighted. But the way the game panned out, to go down to 10 men after 6 minutes, you would have thought, you know, that's their whole game plan, their whole pre-match. Out the window, but they dug deep to stay in the game. Both sides got penalties, and you always, with a goal in the game and a kick in the game, you always have a chance, and thankfully at the end Mark Tumlin popped up and put it in the net for a great point.
Yeah, and two goals now in two games for Filip Mihailović. Can you see him starting to pick up some form from getting those two goals?
Yeah, two penalties, two well-taken penalties. He's looked decent. He's looked a decent player since come in. He leads the line quite well. He looks aggressive and all, obviously adding goals in this game until the last few weeks, so hopefully it kicks on from that now.
Will the team talk for Monday night against Sligo Rovers, will that be an easy one for Ollie with the players now coming through on a high after that late equaliser?
I think, look, it'll be more of the same from Ollie. Sligo are having 1-5, so it's probably a great opportunity to play them, but at the same time, a Friday, Monday for a part-time team like Harps is difficult, or Sligo full-time probably recover well, nobody working over the weekend. So that helps them significantly going on day of Monday night. But look, it's a great chance, a home game for Harps, a derby, and momentum huge. And if they did manage to get the 3 points after getting a good point on Friday night, it'd be great to set them up for the next few weeks.
Yeah, and you touched on it there, Sligo defeated again 2-1 by Dundalk. How did you see that one?
Dundalk and Sligo are probably on a par in terms of squads and aspirations for the season. So, look, it's going to be tight between them two. I haven't seen the game or never seen any reports on it, but Dundalk coming out the victors, and as I say, it's Sligo on a game of five with, or on a run of 5-1. So they'll be a wee bit worried by that, you know.
And Ollie can use that to his advantage, I'm sure, thinking, you know, we could sneak in here and get another victory.
Yeah, look, they'll be going for sure at Finn Park. I think with the high the players will be on, and the home game and the derby and the crowd, you know, it's all set up for Harps to give it a right go on Monday.
Yeah, Gavin, we'll turn our attention now to Derry City then. They suffered their first defeat of the season, losing 2-1 against Shelburne. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, a wee bit surprised, but at the same time, watching the game, Derry were excellent in the first half and thought probably they could have been out of sight if they were a wee bit more ruthless, but then second half, Shelburne come out and played really, really well and probably just shaded it and maybe deserved the 3 points. It's a great one for them, and it had to come. Derry were going to lose a game at some point, and we had to be realistic about it, but I'm sure they're still very disappointed with it, losing in the Brandywell.
Yeah, and will the quick turnaround be helpful for those players, as they won't have as much time to reflect on the defeat then?
Usually, yeah. Usually, as a player, when you lose a match and lose it in circumstances like that, you can't wait for the next one, and you would play the next day just to get it out of your system. So, them players and Rui and all will be eager to get playing on Monday again away to Drogheda.
Yeah, and you mentioned it is Drogheda up next for Derry. Will they be fancying their chances to get something from the game, especially with them being at home and Derry being off a bad result?
Yeah, also Drogheda won on Friday night too against UCD. So, look, when you play at home in the League of Ireland, you're always trying to win. You're always hopeful of winning the games, and Drogheda will be no different, and they'll be hoping to compound Derry's miseries. But I think Derry will get back to some sort of normality or winning ways on Monday, I would expect.
Yeah, and then the side who beat Derry on Friday night, Shells, they play Bowes next. They surely will fancy their chances in that one, especially how the Bowes game ended, won't they?
Yeah, the two teams are fairly similar in the league at the minute. They could be even level in points or close to it. So it's a Dublin derby, and anything could go there. But Shelburne will be bowed that game in the Brandywell, and could again look to turn over Bowes.
Yeah, bottom of the table, UCD, they face St Pat's. Can you see them causing an upset there?
I don't. As I said last week, I think UCD are for a long, tough season. They are where they are, and they realise where they are. They don't seem to have a lot of goals on their side, which will see them struggle. But again, you never know. They're a good footballing side. You never know, as are Pats, but I think Pats just will have too much quality for them.
Yeah, and finally then, Gavin, St Pat's themselves, they lost out in the Dublin derby to Shamrock Rovers 1-0. Shamrock, they now play Dundalk at home on Monday night. How important is it for Rovers to keep up their winning run, especially if they want to retain their league title?
Yeah, that's a huge game. It's probably the biggest game on Monday night. They're back to 3 points with them there, so like, I expect Rovers could go on a run of 10 games in a row unbeaten and no problem to them. They've got the squad, they've got the depth, and it's a hard one to call, but again, if a draw or maybe Rovers in that one.
I'm sure Rovers will be wanting to pick up on any loose points dropped by Derry at all this season, won't they?
Yeah, it looks already like it could be a two-horse race for the title. So between the two of them, any slip-ups, the other team will be looking to take advantage at any given time.